An epidemic of what's been described as a flu-like illness has brought school to a screeching halt in eastern Idaho. Four districts in the east have shut down in recent days due to sickness. Matt Gillum has more.
Classes are canceled in the Shelley and Jefferson school districts in the east. While the schools are shuttered, officials say a thorough cleaning is planned to disinfect classrooms and stave off another round of illness. The Firth district also closed down, as did campuses in the Fremont district. According to the Idaho State Journal, a range of conditions are afflicting students and faculty at Fremont schools. Respiratory infections, flu, and strep throat have all been reported. The closures at the district level come as a number of individual schools in East Idaho have shut for days while large portions of their student bodies convalesce. Eastern Idaho Public Health Surveillance Epidemiologist Mike Taylor says student hygiene isn't always ideal. He says coughs and sneezes aren't always covered, hand washing is sporadic, and germs are easily spread by way of keyboards and other electronics. The community health director for Southeastern Idaho Public Health says her region, which includes Oneida County, Power County, and Bannock County, among others, hasn't been hit by the outbreak. However, she says it's only a matter of time. As the flu epidemic continues in the east, residents in both Oregon and Washington are dealing with a measles outbreak that Idaho officials say they're closely monitoring. Matt Gillum, Boise State Public Radio News.